listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Let's talk about a time when God wrote his glory into the details of something. You'll see what I mean when I read to you Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. That familiar verse says this: "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." In the computer age, it's pretty easy to give our words emphasis when we write. You just use a bigger or bolder or different color font. Ancient writers didn't have these tools, but they did have emphasis. In the Old Testament, one of the most common ways to make a point is to repeat it, usually using slightly different words. That's what the prophet did in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9. Chapter 9, verse 6. He said that the same thing in a slightly different way to emphasize the idea. He said this: "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Though the prophet Isaiah used the Hebrew literary tool of repetition to emphasize his point, at the same time, we recognize the hand of the Holy Spirit in the specific wording of this. It starts out, "Unto us a child is born." This glorious prophecy of the birth of the Messiah reminds Israel that the victory-bringing Messiah would be a man. Theoretically, the Messiah could have been an angel or even God without humanity. But in reality, neither of those options would have qualified the Messiah to be our Savior and High Priest, as Jesus is. No, the child had to be born. What an amazing mystery this is. There's nothing more weak, more helpless, more dependent than a child. Theoretically, the Messiah could have come as a fully grown man, created as an adult, even as Adam was created. But for Jesus to fully identify with humanity and to display his life, in his life, the servant nature that is in God, he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. That's Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. But then Isaiah continued. He says, "Unto us a son is given." This child would be a man, but more than a man. He is also the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Godhead. Theoretically, the Messiah didn't have to be God. He might have been a sinless angel or merely a perfect man like Adam. But in reality, neither of those options would have qualified the Messiah to be our Savior and High Priest as Jesus is. The Son had to be given. What glorious truth. We need a perfect, infinite being to offer a perfect, infinite atonement for our sins. We need Emmanuel, God with us. Now, thinking a little deeper, we see that the child could be born because the humanity of Jesus had a starting point. There was a time when humanity was not added to his deity, but the Son had to be given because the second person of the Trinity is eternal and existed forever as the Son, even before adding humanity to his deity. While Isaiah may have intended the repetition merely for the sake of emphasis, we rejoice in the Holy Spirit's inspiration of every word. Jesus the Messiah is fully God and fully man. There was a time when the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, added humanity to his deity. He never became less God, but he added a human nature to his divine nature, and so became one person with two distinct natures functioning together in perfect harmony. If Jesus were not fully man, he could not stand in the place of sinful man and be a substitute for the punishment mankind deserves. If he were not fully God, his sacrifice would not be perfect, and therefore it wouldn't be enough. If Jesus is not truly God and truly man, we are lost in sin. So we say, thank you, God, for the child born and the son given, and thank you for that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.